real quickly to Alan in Pensacola, Florida, listening on Guadalupe Radio. Alan, let's get your question. We may have to hold you over through the break, but maybe we'll be able to get to it as well. Alan, your question for Dr. Michael Barber.
Sure, real quick. I converted to Catholicism 10 years ago from the Evangelical Church, and when I was back in college probably 20 years ago, one of the books I read was Days of Vengeance by David Chilton, and it really sort of altered the way that I viewed Scripture. Is that a reliable Catholic view of Revelation?
Let's answer that on the other side of the break. Can we do that?
Days of Vengeance is actually the book that I was quoting earlier. Remember I gave you that quote from a Protestant scholar talking about the Eucharist? That was actually from his book, Days of Vengeance. And what David Chilton does in the book is he argues that so much of the book of Revelation is actually related to the destruction of the temple in the first century. And he argues that if you look carefully at the Gospels, Jesus links the end of the world to the destruction of the temple because the temple was, for ancient Jews, a symbol of the world. And I think there's a lot there that's worth thinking about and reflecting on. Where I would get a little nervous is if you wanted to say that the book of Revelation was completely fulfilled in the first century and say, oh, well, now there isn't going to be a second coming in the future. So that... this view is called preterism. Preterism is the idea that you read the book of Revelation in light of first century events, especially the destruction of the temple. And it's based on a sort of reading of various passages in the book of Revelation that is debated among scholars, I'll be honest with you. I do think that there's a lot to this reading. It makes a lot of sense to me. I mean, in the book of Revelation, you read about a city, a wicked city that is going to be destroyed. And we actually know there was a wicked city that was destroyed. So I think there are some real insights there. But pressing it too far can be a problem. And so and I do agree with the statement that he made about the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist as a Catholic. That's great. And I love the way he sees Revelation 3, you know, related to that. In fact, many scholars find other Eucharistic passages in the book of Revelation. David Owney, a very well-respected Protestant scholar, has a three-volume commentary in the book of Revelation. He highlights other liturgical images in the book, like when Jesus says, to him who conquers, I will give some of the hidden manna. What's the hidden manna? It's the, you know, the bread that came down from heaven. So he connects that to the Eucharist, and he shows that some of the early church fathers did as well. So I like some of that. So some parts I agree with, some parts I would push back against. And I think that's probably true of just about everything I've ever read about the book of Revelation. So I hope that helps.
Alan?
It does. It does very much. I just, you know, like I said, I came from a Hal Lindsey background. And so when I read this book about 25 years ago, it really changed my, it really started my trek to the Catholic Church because of the way that Scripture was interpreted. So it made it help. So.
That's fantastic. That's really great to hear. And I want to encourage people maybe who aren't Catholic, you know, to, you know, especially if you come to the book of Revelation thinking that it's just simply to be interpreted by reading the headlines in the local newspaper, you know, if that's your approach, then I would challenge you to read David Chilton's book because I think it's enlightening for a lot of folks, right? Certainly in the Synoptic Gospels, it's true. Jesus links the destruction of the temple with the end of the world. There's no mistake about that. However, again, I'd want to push back and affirm the creed. He will come to judge the living and the dead. I think that's a very important Catholic belief, and I don't think the author of the book of Revelation is denying that. So, anyway, thank you so much for your call, Alan. Really appreciate it.